The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. On November 24, 2020, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO WHO, and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, conducted a webinar called Strategic Dialogue with Women Leaders in Digital Transformation of the Health Sector. The webinar had the participation of 12 women with extensive experience in digital transformation in health. One of these women was Leah Richards, Health Systems Advisor at the Suriname Office of the Pan American Health Organization, who talked about information systems for health systems strengthening.
As we all know, the progress of countries towards achieving universal health and universal health coverage depends largely on a number of factors. One such factor being resources. So human resources, people plus capacity. Financial resources, domestic and external, and for the purposes of today's discussions, information resources. And this can be data, tools, architecture that is fit for purpose, trained personnel, and of course, the buy-in and agreement from the stakeholders. So first, let us highlight some health system challenges, ones that many, if not all, countries face in one form or the other, at the national, subnational, and or within specific vulnerable communities. So let's start with a frequently asked question for us who work in countries and at the regional level. Where can I find data on XYZ? We often hear that question. And many of us work in countries where basic health indicators at the national level in a disaggregated form to highlight the status of the population's health is simply not available. And when we delve deeper to understand why, we come across some deep-rooted problems which no app or no digital health information system can address. When countries collect data that is incomplete, inaccessible to all, and unreliable, this shows a weak and often fragmented health system in need of support. So let's move to another health system challenge, quality of care. Many of us understand this to mean an assessment of the user experience. When this experience is bad or results in a poor health outcome, how easy is it for us to pinpoint the cause of this? Do we have the evidence to prove it was due to insufficient training of health workers? Or it was due to substandard and falsified medicines, or even it being due to poor management of shifts and leading to worker burnout. I have selected these two health systems challenges just as examples to make the point of why information systems are needed now. We were asked, why now? I pose the question, because if not now, when?
The urgent need to improve health systems has been highlighted by the current pandemic, according to Leah Richards.
We have been living, and some of us barely surviving, in the midst of a global pandemic. A pandemic which has shone a spotlight on the many cracks in the health systems where we live and work. We thought that we had many more years, regional and global meetings, expert panels, concept notes, and other critical elements to design and develop solutions to these challenges. But the pandemic has pushed us to act now, and we should accept the challenge. We've all been busy with civil registries, mortality surveillance, disease profiles, health expenditure analyses, monitoring adverse events, post-market surveillance of medicines, data, data, and more data. And now COVID-19 has brought in a new element of monitoring all these plus total number of cases, mild, moderate, and severe, PPE in country, on its way, and just ordered, ventilators in use in ICU and step-down facilities. And we are all doing this while working from home with no childcare and patchy internet service. So it is possible. Information systems be they digital or paper-based, are the glue that will keep our health systems together. It will truly and accurately reflect the patient's journey from screening to treatment at an individual and at a population level. User-centered design of health systems will no longer be a concept. It will be a reality. Health systems that reflect the exact needs of their populations can only be achieved if we put the communities, that is, the users, at the center. We need to hear their voices, speak their language, consider their circumstances, and feel their frustrations through the capture of qualitative and quantitative data. We need to use this data in the reorganization of our health services, and the time has come for us to take control of the spotlight and work together with the users of our health services to build back together stronger and more resilient health systems.
This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.